President Trump has kept up the pressure to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, though the administration now seems willing to wait until later this year so they can figure out where the funding for that wall is going to come from. But there may be another obstacle here. Mexican engineers think construction of a massive barrier may violate a 47-year-old treaty on the shared waters of the Rio Grande. If Mexico protests, the fate of the wall could end up in an international court. NPR's John Burnett has this report.
Mexico is watching with growing alarm as the U.S. Department of Homeland Security moves ahead with its plan to dramatically extend a border barrier that's already caused serious flooding. The 1970 Boundary Treaty lays out the precise border between the U.S. and Mexico and sets rules for the Riverside Territories. The treaty states both U.S. and Mexican officials on the International Boundary and Water Commission must agree if one side wants to build any structure that would affect the flow of the Rio Grande or its floodwaters. The U.S. has already built nearly 700 miles of security fence, and Mexico has consistently opposed it, says Antonio Rascón, chief engineer of the Mexican side of the commission.
For us, we're not in agreement with construction of a wall in the floodplain that affects the transborder flow of water. In general, we have been complaining about the fence since 1992. We're talking 25 years. That's when they installed the first fence in San Diego, and it's been advancing and advancing.
In its 128 years of existence, the Boundary and Water Commission, or IBWC, has tried to resolve differences quietly with professionalism and diplomacy. But the bold plan for Trump's wall is straining that cross-border collegiality. With the earlier fence construction, Mexico protested, the U.S. made some design modifications, and the project went ahead over Mexico's objections. Homeland Security has not yet revealed what the new wall would look like or exactly where it would go. But some of the initial schematics, as high as 30 feet, made of solid concrete, have prompted Mexico's side of the International Commission to speak out for the first time to NPR. Rascón says Mexico will not stand for a treaty violation.
Un muro de concreto que se atraviese en los cauces transfronterizos.
A concrete wall that blocks transborder water movement is a total obstruction. If they plan that type of project, we will oppose it.
People familiar with river hydraulics say there's another way to understand a wall built in a floodplain. It acts like a dam. During torrential rains, these obstructions deflect water and worsen flooding. Stephen Mummy is a political science professor at Colorado State University who has studied U.S.-Mexico water diplomacy for nearly 40 years. He says concerns over floods on the border are well-founded.
We have a history. We know they occur.
Over the past 9 years, steel fencing along the Arizona-Mexico border has clogged with debris during the summer monsoon season. Floodwaters damaged Organ Pipe Cactus National Monument and coursed through the Lukeville, Arizona port of entry. In the Twin Cities of Nogales, in separate events, raging floodwaters killed two people, washed cars away, collapsed a section of the fence, and caused millions in damages.
It just walled up the water, dammed up the water.
Even worse flooding is expected if the wall is built in the floodplain of the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. Homeland Security has long wanted to put a fence along the river in Starr County, Texas, a favorite crossing spot for smugglers of drugs and people, says Border Patrol Chief Ron Vitello.
That was a place where we thought a barrier made sense.
Two things blocked the project in Starr County. Congressional funding ran out, and the Mexican side of the Boundary Commission resisted a fence in the floodplain. Today, Starr County is one of the first places on the 2,000-mile border where Trump's wall is expected to resume. Everything is ready to go. The government has been seizing land along the river by eminent domain, and there are already blueprints where to build about 10 miles of fence. But Vitello insists the U.S. will not Bigfoot its Mexican neighbors.
So if we go forward inside of the floodplain, then it will comply with our responsibilities under the treaty.
Locals in the Starr County seat of Rio Grande City are not comforted by the government's assurances. What they're afraid of is a wall that would prevent the city from properly draining during, say, a hurricane blowing in from the Gulf of Mexico, less than 100 miles away. Gilbert Millan is the city's planning director. Alberto Perez is the city manager.
The drainage system would obviously be impacted due to the dragging of debris from water coming back to the riverbanks.
Or it might, you know, end up knocking down the wall because the water's got to get out of here somehow, and there's no way or nowhere for that water to go when we have those floods.
At one point, the U.S. section of the Boundary and Water Commission sided with worried city officials and joined the Mexican section in opposing the Starr County wall. Then U.S. officials flipped 180 degrees.
And in early 2012, the U.S. section of IBWC said, we respectfully disagree with our Mexican counterparts and we approve these walls going up.
That's Scott Nickel, co-chair of the Rio Grande Valley Sierra Club. Nickel obtained, through open records request, thousands of federal documents that he shared with NPR. What they show is that U.S. officials changed their minds after being presented with a new plan for the Starr County border barrier that was commissioned by Homeland Security. In an email to NPR, U.S. Commissioner Edward Dracena writes, after careful consideration of the state-of-the-art hydraulic model, I concluded there was no significant reason to object to Homeland Security proceeding with the construction of the fence. Others, including Mexico's chief river engineer, Antonio Rascón, still are not convinced.
We've seen lots of pressure by Homeland Security so that this project moves forward, but the kind of wall they're planning would have drastic effects on transborder water flows.
I think that showdown is coming. This is supposed to go forward on a binational, cooperative basis, and that's not happening.
Again, water diplomacy expert Stephen Mummy.
Mexico's asserting a treaty right under the 1970 boundary treaty is more likely than ever because of the heightened nationalism and the indignation about the United States fence wall project.
To protest the border wall, Mexican officials on the Boundary and Water Commission in Juarez, Mexico, would first lodge a formal complaint with their counterpart across the river in El Paso. If they don't resolve it, the dispute goes to the State Department and its Mexican equivalent, and finally to arbitration before a world court. Whether it gets that far may depend on how badly the United States wants to build Trump's wall in Starr County. John Burnett, NPR News, Rio Grande City, Texas.